welcome back. Glad to have you back, hey. Good morning. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day.
I'm Mr. DeWitt, the principal of Roosevelt High School. Actually, very, very excited to receive all the learners back. My staff have actually been back 2 weeks already because we were anticipated to open actually a week earlier. We were already then. But we were glad to wait until now to make absolutely sure that the whole terrain is sanitized, deep cleaned. Everybody is safe, you know, safety, of course, as much as we want them back at school and academics is important. Safety is of the utmost importance for us, for me as the principal, both for my staff, you know, and for the learners, obviously.
Pupils at Roosevelt High School were screened before they entered the premises and necessary social distancing protocols were observed.
They actually followed the whole social distance. Learners they have to complete the form with all the information. Learners are supposed to be screened at home, but then we actually do screen them the moment they enter the school. We sanitize them. Then I have teachers all over the place observing all the protocols. Then they go to a waiting area where my senior management staff is actually overseeing the whole process that they are keeping the necessary social distance. So I believe that everything is more or less, you know, in place. So let's hope for the best for today.
Principal David said, apart from two learners who could not make it to school because of medical reasons, the school was expected to have 185 grade 12 learners, and the Zoom classes will still continue for the other grades.
We have had excuses from two learners that for medical reasons that will not be coming back. But apart from that, we've got 187 grade 12. So we actually expect 185 back today, a good return. And for those two learners, we have special arrangements in place. Parents collective work at home. We will go on with the Zooming of classroom lessons. If there's a crisis, we have full internet access, all lessons are recorded, all work are being sent down. And for the other grades, we still go on with the Zoom classrooms. We still send work home. Last month, we sent an amount of 326,000 emails and WhatsApps of home, you know, throughout all the grades. That was done, including all the grades in the school, to keep the learners up to date as far as school work is concerned. Remember, exam papers for grade 12, so that's already been set, you know, so you have to go through the curriculum. Everybody must understand and manage that completely. Also, your grade 11, of course, they're in grade 12 next year, and it's important that they also complete our curriculum for this year. So we're trying our utmost best. But I must say, the parents is working fantastically with us. My staff is really motivated and they do what they need to do. And so all in all, a good day.
Worried and anxious parents of grade 7 learners from Franklin D. Roosevelt Primary School were not allowed to enter the school premises in line with governmental guidelines. Fayez Hanif said his levels of anxiety were particularly high this morning as he dropped off his son at school.
So how are you feeling this morning?
High levels of anxiety. I mean, my son's gone in about 10 minutes ago. They did the checks, but I'm still standing here, just checking what's going on. The main thing is that we don't know what's going on inside. We don't know what the setup is. We're not allowed to go onto the premises. We don't know, are they going to have sanitizing stations? Will the children, I think that's the main concern. Is the children going to be okay? Yes.
Yeah, and what time did you get here this morning?
Just 7:15.
7:15.
Because they said gates will open at 7:30, so I didn't want to be standing here in the cold from early in the morning. So we got to just about 7:15, and he went in at about 7:40, but I'm still standing here. What if?
An anxious mother waiting outside spoke to us about her views and concerns.
It's not a nice feeling, especially, I don't know what it looks like inside, but I guess I'm going to have to trust the teachers. Other than that, if maybe I got a chance to go inside and see where is my child going, is it safe, is all the regulations there, I was going to be more comfortable. When she comes back in afternoon, she's going to tell me, then I'll hear more.
What time did you guys get here this morning?
At 7:30.
Yo, I'm sure you were so nervous to come back to pick them up.
Yeah. So, you know, I even bought them, you know, like a steam iron. So when she comes back, I'm going to have to steam her and then take off the clothes going to the house, because to be fair enough, I don't know what's going to happen.
Parents and concerned SGB members of Ramadaris Primary School said they have not yet received communication about sanitization and social distancing regulations.
I'm an SGB member on the school, and currently we have not been informed about anything regarding sanitizing equipment, PPEs, or whatever the case may be. As I was standing here, parents are standing outside wanting answers, whereby we as SGB can't give them any answers because we have no knowledge of what is happening at the school. How do they go about? Was it sanitized? Was it not sanitized?
Reporting for Multimedia Live, Mudir Mashamaiti.